Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Let's do a Yap one next.
That would be so nice. Yeah, okay. I don't know how to express how much of a shell of a human I am right now. I'm so exhausted.
I'm so glad you said that.
That we better not have started already.
Oh, hey everyone. So Solomon likes to do this thing where he just starts it when we don't know, and so we're just blah 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 blah.
Well, he's setting everything up. Yep. And everything, and he just doesn't tell us.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
So, what's up?
Welcome back to the Smut Couch.
I don't know when this started, so I don't know if you guys heard me say that I am an absolute...
It started a minute ago. That's our countdown.
Yeah, but I don't know what I was saying exactly a minute ago.
Something about being super duper tired.
That's what I was about to say.
Shell of human. Oh, yeah, our next episode. Shell of a human being.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm a shell of a human.
Me too.
We're tie-tie. Sleepy tie-tie.
After the car crash, I'm a bit of a crack shell.
He's pulling the car crash card.
I'm dramatic, guys.
Wait, let's do it. Wait, what car crash?
Oh, my gosh. For those of you who follow our Instagram, Edward did not protect me.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
He did not jump in front to stop a car.
Alexandra's got wheel-ended, but not in a fun way.
Not in a fun way. In a way that, like, I kind of have PTSD every single time I'm stopped at a red light now and I see a car.
But listen, car accidents are, even the ones that are minor, they'll fuck you up for a while.
This one was pretty minor for the most part.
Like even when you're, like, exactly. Yeah. Even when you, like, walk away fine and, like no one's really, like, I mean, I'm sure you're sore, but, like, no one's really, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They still...
I will give everyone credit and for like the incident. There was three cars involved, including mine.
What are you doing?
I don't know. There's Velcro back here.
Stop!
I got a
fidget toy.
Oh my God, I do have a fidget toy, but it's
in your car.
Yeah.
Too late.
Darn it.
Anyways, talk about your accident.
Yeah, guys. So, got rear-ended at a red light. I saw it in my rearview mirror too.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like I would just stop there for a good few seconds, and I look up, and you know those moments where you're just like.
You have
this realization about you.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, fuck.
Like, that. This is my fate right now. That's.
Yeah, so at least I braced. So, could have been worse. Everyone got up.
Aren't you not supposed to brace?
How could you not brace?
I mean, of course you're going to, but isn't that the reason why, like, a lot of times, like, drunk driving accidents, the drunk driver usually walks away fine because they're loosey-goosey when they...
I feel like with the caliber of this one...
How did you brace? What did you do? Did you just clench this?
Clenched
or did you, like,
up,
cover your head?
No, I clenched up, like, right.
But that can break your elbows.
Well, no, because I bend with it. It's okay. All... I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm, like, really jacked.
I knew you were going to
I could have stopped the car
this
myself.
The slight smirk I saw on your face right before you started to say that, I was like, this is going to be
something.
I don't know
if you know this, but, like, call me cheese the way I be shredded.
Ah, ha, ha.
It's not true at all.
Boo!
Body dysmorphia.
Call me cheese the way I be shredded.
But, like, no, I was able to, like, brace up. So, like, I did mess up my arms a little bit. Sure. And, like, when I was talking with the insurances and everything, it's been a whole thing, but everyone's okay. When we all got out of our cars, I will say that, like, we were all checking in on each other first, being like, everyone good? That's like, no one was, like, getting out of the car screaming, being like, what the blah, blah, blah.
So, wait, did you hit someone after someone hit you?
I was the first car involved, so I was stopped, car came up behind me, saw it in my rearview mirror, and, like, you know, you just realize, oh, crap.
Yeah, and you're like, what are we going to
do? He hit me, and then somebody hit him right behind, I think, because there was no braking involved. That's my understanding of it, I think.
Okay, so you didn't hit anybody.
I mean, I knew how to use my brakes, so, like,
good for you!
I had enough distance. I kind of bumped into the car in front of me, but there was no damage between us, apart from the little things that can just be buffed out.
Right.
And I was kind of dazed when the guy was like, I'm good. I'm getting out of here. I was kind of like,
I don't want to deal with this. Let me go.
Oh, so he left.
Yeah, so just the guy in front. And I was like, I was more dealing with my caved in trunk. So I was like.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I love your car. It's so cute. I'm sorry.
My Subaru.
Your Subaru.
Subaru.
Anyways.
Fun times. Everyone's okay.
Fun times.
At the end, I think.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Period.
Yeah.
That's all anyone could ask for.
Yeah. Could have asked to not get hit, but you know.
Yeah.
How'd your week go, Maddie?
Good,
you've been starting up a lot of
business. Yeah, I'm working late because I'm a singer. You okay?
You may hear my coughs in the background.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just getting over a cold, but.
Oh, yeah, it's cold season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing my, like, singing gig, and it's been so fun.
Say where it is. Maybe somebody will come visit.
Yeah. It's at Beetle House in L.A. on Hollywood. She's singing on Hollywood Boulevard, everybody.
Why don't you give us a sample?
Ooh, do you like it?
I love that.
Thank
wow.
you.
Amazing.
Wait, that was it?
Ooh. I'm not going to sing.
She's
right
not getting
now,
paid right now.
I'm not getting paid. Right, hey, I'm not getting paid. You got to talk to my agent.
Can we mention your work drama or no? Should we not?
Don't mention. I don't want to get
Yeah,
crazy.
Never mind.
Yeah, but yeah, it's been so fun. I just like feel so lucky that I get to get paid to sing. And then I'm exhausted, but like I can't complain because it's like I'm doing what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like I'm getting paid to sing. We're now getting paid to yap.
Can we say how much we've gotten?
We've made $11.
We've made $11 from this podcast. Thank you to everyone who's been tuning in.
Yes,
you know we did it, guys.
So it's just like
we made
it's all good around here.
I'm gonna change now. I'm gonna completely sell out
every time.
I'm $11 richer. Sorry, I'm $6.5.
Yeah,
it's like
not
11,
even that. $5.5.
I'm $5.5. No, because like it's like 11 something. You know. Yeah, we're almost
like 5.7.
Almost $12.
Yeah.
We'll round up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. A lot.
Mine is my 3% commission.
Your 3% commission was paying for the episode. So. We can talk about that plan later down the line. I'm more than happy.
But yeah.
Stop paying per episode.
But before we start talking about Miss One Dark Window.
Yes, One Dark Window.
I also want to say, though it's been great, I've also been so sad, probably for a reason why a lot of everyone else
oh
been sad.
Yeah,
and I fear we have to bring it up because we're both One Direction fans. You are, right?
Yeah, I'm a One Direction
fan. That's what I thought. Yeah. I was like, did I make that up?
We just got messaged today about it, I think, and that's why what made us like want to bring it up.
Yeah, you guys, I'm like actually like it's so Liam Payne, you know, rest in peace.
If you had to find out here, I'm so sorry, but also this is gonna be like a week later. Yeah. So.
But like truly, I'm so devastated about it. And a sweet girl named Diana messaged us today when we were both driving here, and she said that she was listening to an episode, our Bride episode that we did a few months ago. We were talking about One Direction and we were like, any day the band's gonna get back together. And like, you guys, now it's so sad because that'll never happen.
Yeah,
like I don't know if I've ever been this messed up over a celebrity death.
I think it's just because it's so unexpected, so young.
Everything. Yeah, he's 3 years older than me. It sucks. And, like, I think it is hard, like, because we had kind of, in these last few years of life, we'd kind of, his perception had changed in our minds because, like, he turned out maybe not to be as good of a person as we would have wanted, which.
We don't get it.
Yeah, but, it's true. And so, like, because I saw him recently in person. I don't know if you did.
No, I don't think you told
me. I saw him a few months ago.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, ugh. Like, I rolled my eyes. And now I'm so sad that, like, I had that perception. Because, like, everyone else probably had that perception of
him. Well,
you
can go, ugh, and still not want him to, like,
I mean, of course. Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. But I don't know. I just feel like it's so sad because it's like, I saw One Direction in concert, you know?
Yeah.
Which now I feel so lucky that I got to see them in their entirety. I saw them before.
What album era was it?
It was the Midnight Memories tour.
Ooh.
Where 5 Seconds of Summer opened for them. I was 18 years old, time of my life. And like, also I think that like Directioners and like Readers mm-hmm. are go hand in hand because like fan fiction, the One Direction fan fiction.
How are you guys doing now that one of the people who your mom sold you to are not around, yeah. Do you know about that, Solomon?
Wait, what? How can you have fan fiction on a band?
On One Direction? Yeah. Okay, so basically the way it would be is that it'd be written out Y/N, which means your name. So it's just a self-insert.
Not always.
Yeah, those were the classics, though.
No, after.
Wait, Y/N means your name?
Yes.
Yeah, so you
I thought it meant yes or no.
Well, yes. In business stances, yes.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about fan fiction, it means your name. It's so you can read the fan fiction that's written about like Harry Styles, yeah. And you are picturing yourself. It's like Liam or Harry and Maddie fan fiction.
Absolutely.
Which I didn't read those. I read after. I read Harry and mm-hmm. like all of those.
I've seen the first after movie. That's it.
They go kind of hard.
I know we have to cover one of the after books. I just feel like we should wait.
We're going to wait.
Yeah.
No. We're going to wait. But
too soon.
But yeah. Anyways.
Rest in peace, man.
I haven't listened to One Direction every day since. Yeah.
My TikTok algorithm really needs to chill with some of the stuff that it was showing me, because I cope with comedy, and so a lot of my TikToks were just...
Oh, yikes.
All right, I have a question for you, TikTok experts. Do people give their algorithms names?
Their algorithms?
Yeah. I think you guys should start that.
Usually it's just building this for you page brick by brick.
No.
What do you mean? We only have one algorithm.
No, but everybody refers to it as my algorithm. And everybody's algorithm technically is different, if you think about it. So you can say, Charlie has given me fits lately because he's given me only sad stuff.
I think that's like really dystopian to start naming.
Yeah, that's so algorithm. AI vibes.
I kind of don't want that to be a thing.
Yeah, because what if my algorithm like becomes sentient and kills me?
Yeah, but you guys are.
Mine might. I don't know.
You already talk about it like they're sentient anyway, though.
Yeah, but I don't need to put a name to them. Life finds a way and all that. Yeah.
If you name something, you give it power.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, now let's
names
go to our
hold
book.
Power. One dark window. Where? One dark window.
Let's get into the book.
Sorry for that trauma dump at the start, you guys, but welcome to One Dark Window by Rachel Kelly. The energy is back up. We're
wants
happy
to steal
vibes.
My now. Girl.
No.
Sorry. One Dark Window. You guys, it's giving spooky vibes.
I kind of liked this writing style. Interesting world. I was
okay,
vibing
kinda.
With it. No. Kind of, what I mean by kind of just the world, like, I was like, yeah, all right, I'm feeling it. Just because, like, I'm excited. I started the second one already, so that's the one I'm more excited for.
So this is definitely, this book is using, like, the gothic genre, right?
Color coding wise, I think so. I didn't get too much spooky from it, if I'm being honest. It gave me more Cruel Prince vibes.
My dear friend Alexandra's, I'm talking about the gothic, like, genre. Like, have you read, like, Rebecca? Or, like, Wuthering Heights? Or, like, stuff like that?
No.
So those are gothic books.
I like it. Just, or, like, stuff like that.
Or, like, yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't think of another one. But gothic, like, literature is in the, yes, literature, which I love. I love gothic stuff. It's like not giving like goth. It's giving like.
Because I was going to be like, I don't think that's. What
no. It's a whole genre.
Okay.
It's a genre. The bad bitch genre. Remember that TikTok? Sorry.
No.
I feel crazy right now. It's because I'm halfway through my Celsius.
I've had one Three Musketeers, like a small little fun size one, and a Celsius. That's it. Crazy. That's all I'm cooking on right
Lush
now.
Lush gothic fantasy debut. Gothic.
I believed. I didn't say.
I know. You didn't. But I just saw that word, and I was like, "So in the sense that that it's like
oh, that's not.
I know. I said that, and I really, brain rot. Like the setting is a character in and of itself. Do you know what I'm saying? That's a key characteristic
of the
gothic
genre. Oh, just
with the
mist
genre.
And stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, and the castles and
the dark window.
Well,
one of them.
Yes. And
the sequel, Two Dark Windows.
Well, that's crazy. but I just love I love this type of writing, and I love the like creepy nature that finds its way into everything. Like she could be just describing like her going to get her breakfast, and it's going to be like luscious and like beautifully like with a hint of eeriness, like slightly witchy. And I love that.
The slightly witchy.
Slightly
eerie thing is like, I went to go eat my eggs and the giant monster nightmare creature was there too.
Was there like, hey, over easy, please. Anyways.
I have so many silly things to say about this as we go through it.
Start them up, baby.
The magic system of this world being the cards, I'll always support a unique magic system.
Are you aware that this is a debut novel?
Good for her.
Crazy, huh?
This was a great debut novel. But like I said, it was given a little bit of Cruel Prince. Maybe that just might be because the audiobook I was listening to when the narrator or reader, I guess narrated by, I can't remember what they say. I'm tired. Was doing the nightmare voice. It sounded very much like the person who did the Cardin voice. Mm-hmm. In that audiobook, when, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm crazy, I know.
Do I need to remove that Velcro?
No, it's okay. It's I'll stop. I'll stop now.
I'll hit him next time. But I
hits me.
No, I don't.
No, she doesn't.
But I didn't really. I have to reread Cruel Prince because I don't think it. I know you love it, and I don't think it really.
For Renfair, I'm gonna do Cruel. I'm gonna do Cardin.
I love that. I love the. But I don't think it really got in here very much.
I don't know why it did. It just did. It's just some things just click.
Yeah.
And Cruel Prince was that for me.
Yeah. Anyways, but the Providence cards.
Yes.
So cool, I thought.
It was, this book was very anime coded. Like, should I break down the comparisons?
If you feel right so inclined.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know much about anime.
So, having like an inner monster, like demon mm-hmm. power or something like that within you that will take over to help you, that's a big
Wait, anime is thing. That giving? I don't know. I was going to try to come up with a.
It's giving Naruto, it's giving Bleach, it's giving Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen, that's what I was going to say!
Yeah, so...
I know that because of you and Trey.
Mm-hmm. But, like, it's definitely, like, where they're just having internal conversations with the monster within.
I think it's so cool. Them.
No, it's good. It's a good. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. It hits every time.
But no, that, I'm sure it hits
The cards was making me think of either Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Bakugan, where they were like, I'm going to use my card, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. I could see this on Cartoon Network at like 7 a.m.
I wonder if those were, if okay. she's really into that.
And That'd be
those
good.
Those were like influences. Hey,
no problem.
Cool. Very cool.
Can we go through what all the cards do?
Yes.
All right.
Do you have them down?
I have them all right here. As far as I know, this is all of them. So there are 78 Providence cards.
Something like that.
Some good number of Providence
like
cards.
Like 12 different kinds, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I have them all here, but I can't count right now, guys. Sorry.
It's 12.
Cool. The first one, so each card grants the user a magical ability
mm-hmm.
if they tap it 3 times.
And they, it's so cool.
You have to tap it 3 times to cancel that ability because magic comes with a cost. I always like magic coming with a cost.
It's giving magic comes with a price. It's giving Rumpelstiltskin in Once Upon a Time.
Who do you picture as the nightmare? Side tangent. Who were you picturing as the
I picture nightmare? Like... Oh, was the voice?
As like just the voice and like
I just like, doing rah, 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 rah. And then I see like a monster.
I was
with like I know they're yellow eyes, but like big eyes and like mm-hmm. kind of werewolfy vibes.
I know you haven't seen this, but there's an anime called Death Note.
I do know what that is.
They made a live action movie.
Yes.
It was not good at all, yes. by any means. However, one person came and understood the assignment and nailed it, and it was Willem Dafoe. As
always.
The Reaper.
Always going to understand an assignment.
And the way he does that, that's how I was picturing Real the cool. nightmare. Just going, ha!
Yeah, just like, rah, rah, rah.
Little Green Goblin, mm-hmm. gremlin style.
Norman's on sabbatical, sweetie, or whatever.
Honey.
All
right, so, starting in no particular order, just that's on the website, we have the Black Horse. There are 12 of those in circulation, and it grants you, and it makes you a master of combat.
Mm-hmm.
But the consequence of overuse is weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't understand because none of the Black Horse card users gained any weakness the entire time while using it. But yep, that's the exact side I had pulled
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I was going to say thank you to the Fantasy Fangirls pod because that's how I saw their
Oh,
stuff.
Did they make this?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
I Thanks, hope they remember me ladies. From when I met them at Starfall.
Is that who you met?
Yeah, I met the
Fantasy I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think you did tell me that and I just forgot. Love y'all. Yeah, okay, so...
And they grant weakness right there.
Yeah.
The golden egg. There are 11 of those. Great wealth, but all-consuming greed is the payoff. Nobody really used the golden egg, if I'm being honest. I didn't really see much of that. So I was kind of forgetting what a lot of the cards did, so I kept going back to this. The profit, 10 of those. Glimpses of the future, but it makes users helpless to change the future.
Right.
That one, I was like, all right, okay. The white eagle, there's 9 of those. Grants courage. But it also gives you fear. I'm like, all right.
Well, it's like if you use it too much, I'm sure you become like paralyzed by fear, you know?
Mm.
Like your courage kind of like flips up on itself.
Gotcha.
All of these things, it's like it's because of overuse. It's mm-hmm. over time. It's not like something that happens immediately. So all those Black Horse people, most of those users that we were coming into contact with during the books were pretty young and they probably haven't used it that much. So that's probably why they haven't
turned.
Okay. I think my thought is that it's like draining them of their like, life force a little bit.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
I like
I'm
that.
Not Rachel Gillig.
The Maiden, 8 of those, grants great beauty, but it chills its user's heart. I thought that was a cool one.
I thought that was so cool. She immediately becomes a bitch.
Mm-hmm. I like I mean, I was never really caring about Ione.
I did. One of my first notes was, Ione is a cutie patootie.
Little cutie patootie.
Eight my words.
Mm-hmm. The chalice, 7 of those, turns liquid into truth serum, turns truth serum into poison. I was like, what? This one made no sense to me personally.
What do you mean?
Just because I was like, they were like, this one is so different. I was like, you just wanted a truth serum scene, didn't you?
So different from what?
The other cards, like how the nightmare can't protect her from it and stuff like that. And just like, this one is the only one that I feel is like, weird. How does it work? Do they like dip the card? And I was just picturing them going, woo, into like a chalice.
I'm assuming that it's because he's near it. And then he's the one that pours the liquid. And then.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
I was picturing literally just going, dip, dip.
That's crazy.
The well, 6 of those. Clear sight to recognize one's enemies. Be betrayed by a friend. The Iron Gate, blissful serenity no matter the struggle, steals years from one's life. There's 5 of those. That one, I felt like we were running out of punishments because that one is one of the lazier ones to me of just like, not like lazy in the sense that it's just like,
Like, what are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to say it's like, and this one, like every single other one like has like a counterpart to like what it does. Mm-hmm. And this one is just like, this one kills you fast. You're like, whoa, hold on. Just for being able to be like, serene, come on.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem like a trade-off.
Maybe it's because happiness can only last so long.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected then. The scythe. Correcting there you. Are 4 of those. The power to control others. Great physical pain. That's another one. I'm just like, all right. The mirror. 3 of those. Invisibility, but it lifts the veil between worlds, exposing a world of ghosts.
Yeah, that kind of reminded me.
That's the ring of power. That's the ring of power.
I know.
Rachel Gillig. It's okay. You can say that was just the Ring of Power.
Yeah, I was gonna
I'm
say,
not mad. It's a good one.
I'm like so deep in my Lord of the Rings moment,
I'm
too.
I'm literally rereading
I know.
Right now.
So am I. I know.
I'll come back to my... I'm reading the Two Towers right now, and I'm at the Entmoot and all the Ents doing their stuff. So
love.
I was getting overwhelmed by all the trees in my reading
life trees,
right now.
Lots of trees.
Lots of trees. 2 Nightmares. Allows its user to speak into their minds. Reveals one's deepest fears. And then the Twin Alders. We don't know what this one does yet,
yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, I don't think we've really gotten there yet. But so our main heroine.
Yes.
Miss Elsbeth.
Spindle.
She, you know, as you know, she was infected with this whatever that goes
the
around.
Mist.
Yeah,
or
the mist.
Like that. Yeah.
When she was young, which like the kids who are infected, they get this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that makes
Can't
them
have
get magic.
Kids running around.
Right. But
you control it with trading cards.
Yes. Wackadoodle, but I live. But her then she gains the power that whatever card she touches, she can she
absorbs it. Yeah.
Yes. But well, so, if, what?
Technically, like she consumes what the Shepherd King this
gave. Yes.
Gave up because each chapter like starts up with like what he gave up, and I was like trying to write them down, being like, all right, remember that? Write that down. Cool.
I loved that. Right, the writing of those cards.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it
cool.
was. Yeah, no, the writing style was like very melodic and poetic, and I was
yeah.
like, yeah, I'm
so
liking
cool.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta stop touching that. Ah.
Good job.
now people are going to be asking, how come there's Velcro behind the couch?
You have an answer for that?
I do, actually.
Where's the Velcro behind the couch?
Because there's a different podcast that comes in, and I...
Are you cheating on us, Solomon?
Yeah. And they display their t-shirts, and so one of the t-shirts hangs in that middle section of the couch, and so I put some Velcro there just so it won't fall down.
That makes sense.
All right, yeah. Time to start getting merch, Maddie.
I know.
Yeah, get some.
14,000 followers on Instagram. Let's go.
Period. Okay, so back to this.
Sorry, guys, we're all over the place. I feel like we say that every episode, but this time it's
really. It's for real.
Yeah, anyways.
okay, so yeah, Miss Elsbeth, she consumes whatever the Shepherd King gave up because of her power, right? So she,
Do you think
when
he
she's
invented
young.
Shepherd's pies?
Probably. So when she's 11, she touches her uncle's nightmare card, consume, which I immediately was like, that's the Shepherd.
Pause name. On uncle, and I got scared. She touches her uncle's nightmare card.
Okay, relax.
Like, no.
Relax, sir. And she, yeah, I immediately knew he was the Shepherd King. One of my first notes.
Yeah, oh, I wrote that down too. I didn't immediately know, but like I caught it pretty early on. Okay. Oh, I literally wrote 78 cards. No clue what they do. Am I going to figure it out?
You do along the way.
So she does that, and she gets a little bestie, a little imaginary friend that's not so imaginary.
Yeah.
We call him the Nightmare.
Which, like, at first you're like, this is kind of fun, you know? Like, I mean, it seems she's learned to live with it.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I mean, you gotta.
You gotta, yeah. What are you gonna do?
That did raise a pressing question for me very early on, and I'll mention it when we get to it.
I know what question you're gonna ask. I can tell.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can.
Yes, I do. Her dad, like,
my dad
ditched her, right?
I mean, kind of sent her away.
Sent her away because her mom died and he was, like, big sad, which I'm assuming something's interesting is going to happen with her dad eventually.
Yeah, in book two.
Yeah. Because he, like, missed her mom, which, like, damn, sorry. But her, like, stepmom?
It was giving Cinderella.
Yeah.
With the two sisters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't... The two twins, I didn't really have a problem with them. They were just kind of like
bratty, naive. Like whatever.
They were naive, but like they weren't mean to her or anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like they were just pretty normal and like they just didn't get the gravity of it.
Right.
There's a part later on where Elm, the Prince Elm, you know, mm-hmm. the second prince, he sees her half sisters who are twins and just goes, "Twins give me the creeps." And I was like, whoa, hey, hey.
Any twins reading this like, hey.
I just wrote a stray shot from Elm. Okay. They're not involved in the plot. They've done nothing wrong. And he's just like, man, fuck twins. I was like, whoa, hey.
I'm going to tell the twins about that.
Yeah, one of our avid followers is a twin. How
true.
Dare
Kristen, this is for you. I know you're listening. That's crazy.
Like, yeah, hey, they didn't deserve that. They're just like, I hate twins.
Oh,
like,
my,
oh my God, Elm. I
That's
was vibing
hilarious.
With you up till this point. What? Where was that?
That's so funny. But she, Miss Girl, lives with her like aunt and uncle and cousin, Ione. And Ione's like giving sunshine, like cute
sunshine,
little girly.
Lollipop,
and they like
and rainbows everywhere.
Oh my God. And then they like, I just love for their little, like, I love their little like stroll, mm-hmm. you know? Also, there's the mist, and so they're not supposed to go off the road into the mist, right?
Yeah.
And they hold these charms to keep the.
Yeah, it took
away.
Me a while to catch on to that.
Me too. That
was
took
just
me
like
quite a while. It didn't. It that didn't catch on. Catch like really make me understand that.
Until Jezana or Jezebel?
Jesper.
Jesper.
Jesus Christ.
Jasper. Oh my God, Jasper! It's Twilight, guys. It crosses over. It's all connected. If oh my God.
Well, I did say everything.
I'm losing
stems.
My mind.
I did say everything stems from Twilight, no?
Mm-hmm. You did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Gets attacked by bandits on the road.
Yes. And then she kind of fucks them up.
Yes, she's like, asks the nightmare to take over her body. Mm-hmm. Fucks them up, yeah.
I truly do live.
I clocked this instantly,
that it
personally.
Was Raven?
Not that it was Raven, just that,
that
I didn't know Raven yet.
Right,
yeah.
right.
It's like, Bandit grabs her, holds a knife to her throat. He smelled like cedar and pine.
There's just a slight little like,
oh. Okay. He smells like what exactly? Cedar and pine.
Why are you worried about what he's smelling like right
now,
Write
that
bro?
Down. Write that down. Yeah. That's going to be important later.
Yes.
What are your go-to book boyfriend smells? Because usually I feel like it's always like something like tree-esque.
I live for like a tree scent, to be honest. I live for like a cedar, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, something evergreen, maybe with a slight musk.
A little stinky.
No, musk isn't stinky. Like musk, like the perfume
aroma.
Note.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's this, and because I also really like unisex scents.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wear men's deodorant because I like the like.
Me too.
Why did that really get me?
You're that tired.
I'm losing my mind. I got home at 1 a.m. from L.A. last night, you guys. So this,
we're
30 that's
minutes
where
in.
I am.
What have we talked about? What have we been talking about?
I'm going.
We just
right
got
red.
To the bandits. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry, guys.
Men's deodorant. I love it. Been using it for years.
But I like those kind of scents, so I always go with that. Okay. Anyways, let's keep going. They eventually
I just swapped
go to
deodorant to like the Old
no
Spice,
more.
And it's got cedar as part of its smell.
That's the one I wear.
Let's go Costco.
I got mine from Target.
Oh, Costco sells it in bulk now, and it's aluminum free. So
okay. Anyways, on to this.
I think
let's go into.
Yeah.
So then there's eventually a party,
mm-hmm.
right? And like there's a whole thing with like the king. And then his sons.
Collecting all
and,
the cards to, like, banish the magic.
Yes. And then there's the Destriers, who's, like, Raven and his sister and everybody. And they're trying. I'm skipping
they
ahead
the
because
kids with
we've
magic.
Been
yeah.
yapping forever.
I'm going to be honest. Not much happens in this book.
I think that, well, it's kind of in the way that it is. not saying anything again. It's giving gothic literature where it's just mood. Like the whole time it's setting up the,
yeah,
it's about the setting.
No, I'm not saying I didn't like it.
No,
I'm just,
I know,
saying that like not much really happens.
It's because it's a vibe. That's what gothic literature is, a vibe.
A vibe.
And kind of a vibe. Sorry.
It's going to be like that all episode, guys. Just keep watching so we can make another $11, yep, please.
Oh, I did comment. The salt is dangerous to people who aren't infected?
That's how I knew, like, it would. That's what I think is going to sell me on it being gothic, is like how white everyone is, that salt is bad.
I'm going to kill you. Okay, so.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Oh.
Like, it's too salty. I'm like, no, season it. Come on. Their air is too spicy. It's salt.
Let's go to the freaking party, okay? oh, my.
So she's chilling at the party. Her uncle gives up his nightmare card to the king for a betrothal with his daughter, Ione.
Drama immediately.
Yeah. I wrote down because Emery, the youngest prince, I guess, or something like that. Or like, I thought he was a prince at the time.
No, he's the you. He's
the you? He's the me?
He's the you. He's
me.
Raven's younger brother.
Yes.
But
yes.
Because he was like infected,
and
they're
cousins,
keeping him.
Yeah,
because they're all family.
But I missed how young he was.
Yeah.
So I was like, ooh, sitting next to the youngest prince, and he's like hating on the scene just like Elsbeth mm-hmm. is. And then he quickly gets really weird, and I thought it's going to do. So I was like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, youngest prince. Okay, go off, Elsbeth. Never mind.
Yeah.
He's also just a child.
And then he like kind of freaks out and has like a moment.
Yeah, he's like, I'm tweaking.
Yeah. I did have a hard time for a while, though, separating Elm and Emery. I got
yep.
them confused for
I
a
was
bit.
Doing that
yeah.
even when I knew the difference.
He took me a second. I was like, oh, okay. Emery's the sick, younger
yeah.
you, brother. And that, but they live in each other's houses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so Raven is hot, period.
Yeah. Enough
Love.
Said. Smells like cedar. We know
Love.
What's going on here.
Yes. You've
been
you
here before.
Him.
We know
he's
it.
He's sassy and like, he's like, what's what?
And
bleh.
He can read minds, mm-hmm. you know, or he can speak into minds.
He can speak.
Semantics.
But I think he can speak into minds and then he
Close enough. Welcome back, Resan / Zayden.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay. Welcome back, classic boy book boyfriend. This is where I started thinking there were like 500 years of legacy, and like they're like, oh, the monster is 500 years old. Blah, blah. Write that down.
Yeah.
It's
so fun.
During one of his poems, the night, because the nightmare always spoke in like riddles and poems.
Yes,
and
loved
like,
it.
I was like, a bar is a bar. I mean, if you're just sitting there, all you got to do is come up with little fun songs, I guess.
And because he was saying these are all old songs from 500 mm-hmm. years ago too.
He said something about, the nightmare moves on. His wingspan is broad or something like that. And he was like, he said his wingspan is broad. And I just went, my brain's cooked, man. I don't want to know about this
so
nightmare's
funny.
Wingspan. Come on.
I do. Obviously. Hello.
He's saying it ain't that kind of book. Could be.
Okay. So then what else do you got?
The mirror is just the ring of power. It's
yes.
just, that's it.
Yes.
Okay. Now that we're there, I've been doing so much tree stuff lately. Just with the Ents going on down through. Mm-hmm. Everyone is named after a tree.
Mm-hmm. I did like that. I thought that was cool.
No, don't get me wrong. I love a theme, and we're sticking with it. I
love a theme.
I was like, Spindle, Rowan, you.
Me?
Hawthorne. Barry. I was, but then I was also like, this is what I was saying to our friend Ariana, who was reading the sequel mm-hmm. yesterday next to me. I was like, how many trees are we going into this? Like, in book two, I'm just going to be reading, being like, oh, yes, the redwoods. Ah, the sequoias.
The palm.
Yes, Joshua.
Joshua. Crazy.
Ah, yes, the Joshua family from that tree over there.
Sick.
And just thinking how many trees we can get. Ah, yes, the North American bark spin. I don't know. Just like getting as specific as possible.
Apple.
Apple tree.
Pear.
Lemon.
Orange. Anyways.
Ah, yes. Going. The lemon family.
The bit's going like, on for too long.
How many times can, like, how far into the tree naming do you just give up? And you're just like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
Olive. Thank you, Solomon. But I think I gave up when I realized they were cursing and they were like trees.
Yeah.
Come on.
But I do kind of love when they do that because I think it's kind of camp. Because it's giving when they're like gods.
No, I get gods. I get by the cauldron. I get all
by
these
the
other
cauldron. Trees made you more mad than by the cauldron.
Trees was just the laziest one. In my opinion.
Trees.
I mean, at least be like.
At least it's one
chip
syllable.
The bark or something like that. I don't.
At least it's one syllable though. Not
I think
by
it's,
the
I was
cauldron.
Picturing like. During any smut scenes, they'd be screaming trees.
No, he said fuck.
I know, but like, that's what I thought. That was what I'm like, okay, so they have fuck.
Yeah.
Obviously, but like, they have the word fuck and they're still like,
oh my God.
They're still like, I just picture that they'd be like, oh, trees. I'm like, come on. Come on.
Crazy town.
What are we doing?
Yeah. So then she's kind of, she gets kind of asked to join the Destriers.
Yeah.
Eventually, and they're like, "Oh, let's pretend to have a courtship."
Yeah.
Whatever.
What happens that gets them to work together?
He finds out that she can see the
Providence cards.
Providence cards.
Yeah.
Her power, the monster inside of her, can see the color. You know, coming from. And so he's like, "Oh, hello." Because she remember he's like, "Can I blindfold you?" And then he remember that.
Yeah, I am. You know that one girl on TikTok who's like, POV, I'm Professor Xavier and I'm reading your mind?
Yes.
That's how I pictured her looking at the cards and being like, hold on, what card do you have?
That's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, we need her help. Maddie's she can, to your left. Like it, that? Okay. I'm getting direction. So.
Yeah, because they're collecting the cards so that the king doesn't, because they want to. Save magic or do I the instructions vague to be continued on what's actually going to happen.
And then you come to find out that the way to get rid of the mist and for her to maybe get rid of the monster or whatever to solve all of these problems is to unite what?
Because I just wanted to go, I'm friends with the monster that's under my
is to unite singing. All of these different Providence cards with like blood or whatever. Right.
Yeah, they got to use an infected person's blood. They're planning to use the physician from the doctor who can like spot.
Scary, by the way. Hmm. That physician.
Given
guy
Halloween
was
mad
spooky.
Scientist though, so
yeah,
there we
he's
go.
Like,
he's got his little Freddy Krueger claw.
Yeah, scary, scary, scary stuff. And so they're pretending to court, and it's
I
so
knew
cute.
That was going
to
be the cover story.
Yes,
and I was like, well, I have like, an idea. You're not gonna like it. I'm like,
we're like, yeah,
I'm gonna love it. Actually, I don't know if
we're like, it's time, you know.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Alex was going to be a bigger problem than he was.
No, they're like, ugh, that annoying little boy.
But like, I was feeling kind of bad for him at the start because, like, very clearly she acted like she was into him for a little bit, but then she was like, I made him no promises and stuff like that. And like,
just
she
really thinks
as it went on, she was like very clearly giving indication that she wasn't down for anything. So I was like, all right, Alex, you got to pick up the hint here.
Yeah, Alex.
It was that you blew it. I don't know. You used too much tongue or teeth or something like that. I don't know what you did with that kissing.
That's funny. But of course, she goes to live at the U house, and it's giving so super creepy, like Halloweeny vibes. And I live. Mm-hmm. And when he goes and takes her, for the little walk through the meadow, and
to
they
see the one dark window.
See the one dark window. The
title.
Yes, I was like, ooh.
The sequel, Two Dark Windows.
No, it's Two Twisted Crowns. You guys don't listen.
Missed opportunity, Rachel Gillig. I'm more than happy to give you.
Too dark, two windows.
Too dark, two windows.
Sorry, guys.
The third book of the, it's going to be a trilogy. Three dark windows. Can you guess where this is going,
it's
guys?
It's actually just a duology.
I know, it's just after two. But the third book, no one expected. True. Three dark windows.
I live. Okay, so he shows her like where the Shepherd King, like their castle that was like burnt down by.
They don't know for sure that it was the Shepherd King's though. But
right.
It's the Shepherd King is the one going like, this is where he made his deals with the Maiden of the Forest or like
yes, what the spirit,
the spirit
of the
sorry,
wood.
Yeah, Spirit it? Of the Wood. That's what
yes.
it is. Sorry.
The who's the reason why there's like together. The mist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he traded different aspects to like get these magic providence cards.
Right.
Like he traded. So it says that like, he traded just sheep for like great wealth or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he's like everything that he gives up. I don't know if that's a specific trade off. But when Elsbeth decides that her power is to absorb what was given up, I like to imagine that if she touched like a golden egg, that sheep would just pop
like,
out. She's like, meh. No, that or just like a sheep just pops out. She's like, oh, what the fuck?
She just has a bunch of sheep.
Like if it had been anything other than a nightmare card touched, and it's like,
yeah, I need more
nightmare soul. She gets
right. I need answers about that. Maybe in the next one.
Maybe we'll see. I'm on the chapter.
But then we eventually kind of come to find out that on her like missions with the Destriers, right? They're trying to steal all the cards from all the people who have them.
They have most of them, but not.
Yes. And there's a run-in, of course, with the prince, and her dad's there. It's kind of drama, but they wear masks, so no one can tell who they are.
Happy COVID.
Right. And she's like getting it. There's like an attack. They're getting attacked. And she's like, monster, help me. Yellow eyes vibes. Her dad doesn't recognize her. Thank God. She gets into it with the prince. Fuck that prince, by the way. Prince Hoth.
Dude was just a straight up hater.
He sucks. And he like breaks her wrist, but then she like fucks him up too. And
slashes across his face. Meow.
Yes. And it's such drama. And come to find out eventually that all of the times that she's like, the degeneration power will happen to her too. So every time she's asking for the monster's help, she's like eventually going to become the monster.
He takes over a little bit more. And she's like, how could you do this? And he's like,
oh, that's a good, look at that.
Oh my God.
That art's really cool. Yeah. So that, and like her claw.
Michael Jackson in Thriller.
So, okay, correct me. It is giving that. So correct me if I'm wrong. From what I understood, she never fully transforms physically into the monster.
No.
But her veins go black. She kind of grows claws, right?
I don't know if she grows claws or if it's just her nails that slash
Or her nail. Well, because I don't know. Is she giving? Because they keep saying like her long bent fingers. That's what they kept saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if maybe she like, but yeah. So cool. But she doesn't. I don't think she ever fully turns into him, right?
No.
Physically.
No.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's just like if like you saw a shadow in the mist, it would look like the beast or something like that.
Okay.
That would be the stylistic choice.
Right.
In the movie.
So then, of course, eventually they're having a moment by themselves.
Yeah.
And it gets a little intimate, although not really. They're just like kissing and stuff.
Yeah.
And what the?
It's always when I'm parking that this happens. Or something like that, like when I'm pulling into a parking lot or something like that. So I always have to turn it down on the
other people out there.
Oh, yeah, they were just they're coming on in. They start kissing. I'm like, hello, all right,
lol. But I'm like, sir, you had to do this now. Oh, because this is when they're in. He takes her to that other room, the other place where the
where he hides the cards and stuff like that. Where the Shepherd King is buried, right?
Yes, and. I'm like, Shepherd King, you had to jump scare her right when she was in the middle of getting her, you know what?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up.
I'm like, that was rude of you.
How is Miss Girl supposed, that was what an initial
I knew
thought.
That was what you were going
to
say.
How is this supposed to be getting any spiciness with just dude lurking in the corner right there?
Does he just like close his eyes?
Does he get a little cuck chair like in a hotel or something? And he's just sitting there like.
Jail for you for saying that.
I know.
But
it's that, but also like on a more real level. Like, girls gotta poop, you know? And so, like, for her whole life, he's just been coming in there going, like, hey.
Well, because it says that he goes, like, dormant, I guess. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but like, I like to imagine that there was a time where he was just fucking with her, being like, oh, you gotta shit?
Maybe. He seemed to be, like, a silly guy.
He's like, I've been 500 years trapped in a card. I'm gonna be silly now.
Yeah.
When I'm not speaking in riddles, angry at the Rowans.
Love.
Which, Rowan being a bad guy, had to adjust my mindset after reading Throne of Glass.
Right. Know?
Rowan's a good guy.
Yeah.
No matter what you try to say.
And then there's like, you brought him up earlier, but there's Elm too. I kind of live for him.
I kind of liked him better than Raven. I'm not going to lie.
I live for him.
Also, I read Raven, I thought that was Elsbeth's name after reading When the Moon Hatched, where her name is Rave.
Right, yeah.
And I just.
Sometimes our characters meld together a little bit.
I think we were talking about this at the start when we didn't know Solomon was recording, but just being like, we're going to have a yap episode next. I think we can't read something next.
So yeah,
we're just
going to
be talking about a concept. We have a few yap episodes lined up for you guys.
Yes.
And we're excited.
Yes.
Like, this isn't been us just yapping mentioning the book every now and then.
Okay, so back to it. What else do you got in your little notes?
Back to it. That was the end of my notes right there, honestly.
It's
like we've kind of been bouncing around a little bit. So I think they have the market day celebration or something like that.
Yeah, all of
she
the
helps
houses.
An infected kid escape.
But that was kind of slick.
That wasn't really holding my attention too much because I was more interested in the Shepherd King, if I'm being honest, and like their conversations that they would have.
Right.
Well, they revealed things.
I think we're going to get much more of him, obviously.
Like, yeah. The flashbacks that we were getting.
Yeah.
Giving more anime. Black Clover, for anyone who's seen it, at least the first arc, where it's like they flash back to a bunch of children getting slaughtered and stuff like that. Oh, a lot. Like it was in this.
Lovely.
And an ancient king possesses someone else. There you go.
Here.
Yeah. Is this just Black Clover? Hold on a second.
But the prince, because he's just a prince, which I lived for when Raven puts him in his place and he's like, you're not the fucking king. Excuse me. Oh,
Hawthorne.
You.
Hawthorne. Not Hawthorne.
It's just Hawk.
Hawthrowan.
Yeah.
But Hawthorne is her cousin's family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hawthorne. But I'm talking about Hoth the prince.
Yes, yes, yes.
The bad guy. He kind of is on to her immediately, too.
It's on sight with him. He's yeah. Like, I'm going to hate her.
He's like, so how'd you hurt your wrist, girl? When Raven stomps on his hand, that was crazy and kind of hot.
Hey.
Yeah.
He uses the same deodorant as us. He's got to be hot.
That's crazy. Hoth starts kind of going off the rails, evil prince vibes. And yeah, Raven puts him in his place and he's like, relax, I'm still the commander of my freaking arm, my black death forces straighters. Or whatever. Yeah,
you have no power here.
Yeah, Hoth, yeah, yeah.
The broken wrist.
Yeah. Broken hand. He's like, hand is mauled. Crazy.
And he gets his spine broken at the end.
Did he?
Yeah. You find that out like in like the first chapter of the second book.
Oh. Sorry. Spoiler.
But like, they're just like,
I was like, I just read
she
it.
Broke his spine. And I'm like, go off, Bane. All right.
That's crazy. So, okay, should we just get to the climax? So all of that happens. Yes. Eventually they bang. And it was honestly
speaking of climax,
kind of so cute. I
didn't really process that it was happening when I was like reading that part. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was just kind of like, yeah, okay.
I think because as we said before, this
kissing
was
her thigh. All right.
Mm.
Been there, done that.
I thought they were really cute.
Okay.
And like when they're doing that moment where they're each drinking the chalice from the chalice, and when they ask like, "Are you in love?" and she's like, "I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy town." Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's like, "It's so soon, but yep." I was like, "Oh damn!" I really enjoyed them as a pair, but also I'm like, "What's the deal with this Elm?"
I kind of liked Elm better than Raven.
I think that I fear there's going to be a switcheroo.
I'm okay with that. I liked Elm better, and I think he got gaslit this whole book because he was being so reasonable and chill, and they were just like, shut up, Elm. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, Raven was just too down bad from the start for my liking. Mm-hmm. Elm is sitting there like, hey, so we're a part of this massive treasonous conspiracy to undermine the king's plans and everything.
Yeah.
She's very clearly lying to us, guys. I don't know if you've noticed this, but like, she's not telling us everything about her magic powers. We don't know
anything about
her.
Right, because she never told them about the monster.
Yeah, and they're just like, you don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, I'm just saying that. And like, he was always pretty chill with her and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, is there something wrong? I was like, well, I know you're lying to us about something.
Yeah.
For some reason, Raven doesn't care. And he's decided not to use his mind reading card because you ask, like, what?
And I mean, it is giving like high, like stakes are high. So a little bit, everyone needs to know what's going on.
Yeah, he's the only one being like, hey, I'm down. I'm down for this. We need your help. Could you read her mind just to find out like what she's hiding from us? Yeah, I'm just saying.
And then they're doing their little, what's the game? The truth or drink vibes.
Yeah.
And
they tell the truth and like each person asks them a question.
Right.
Ione is playing too, and like
it reminded me of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives when they all were like, everybody tell a secret at dinner, and it was really drama. Sorry, mom talk. That's the one like reality show I've watched, and it reminded me of that. Anyways,
you find out that Ione has had the Scythe card used against her in her betrothal with Hoth. I was interested by her character because she started off pretty chill and then she like becomes a bitch instantly. And I'm just like, okay, so I don't know what we're doing with this betrayal here when I didn't really care about her to begin with. But then she's like very clearly covering for her cousin. So I'm like, something's happening. And then she gives a speech about like, so I gave up my naivety for influence. What's wrong with that? I'm like, go off, actually. I'm supporting you fully.
Yeah.
Get that maiden card. Chill that heart. You know, I have heartburn. I don't like it. I'd rather have a chilled heart.
Jail again.
Sorry.
How many times have I put Alexander in jail this episode?
Not enough.
That's true. And she, so they, he throws at her like, why, it was you on the road, or why is your wrist broken? Why is your wrist broken? Whatever. Why is it actually broken? And she's like, monster, help me. And they're like, wah, wah, and then Raven goes into her head. And the monster's like, rah, rah, get out. And he's like, what the fuck just happened?
Get the fuck out of my room. Yeah. I'm playing Minecraft.
Yeah. He's like, what just happened here? And then she gets poisoned. Is it that she got poisoned because she didn't tell the truth?
Yeah. I think if you fight it too much, that's the consequence.
Okay. So then she's like throwing up blood. I'm like, goddamn.
Made more sense than when I initially read what the chalice did. I'm like, so sometimes when you drink it, you're just going to get poisoned? Why? Right. I'm not taking those odds. I'm not doing it.
But I guess if you're lying, then you get
poisoned. Yeah, okay, which I think that's a more
and
fair version.
You know what I thought was interesting, too, was the fact that Raven has the ability to go into people's head. Like, because there was a moment where Elm was like, thank you. He said something about, oh, you tried to answer her questions like you did mine. So there was a moment where Elm was lying and using and saying Raven's words during that game. So I'm excited to...
No, Raven just helped him out with an answer, I think.
I don't know. I feel like that... I'm like, what was it then?
I think it was just him giving him some answers that would work and not be lies, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I want to know what it is.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to know. Okay?
Yeah.
Because I want to know more about Elm, because there's something going on that I need to know more about.
Yeah.
And I think we'll figure out.
He's giving Theonaut a little bit.
Yeah.
It was a dramatic comparison.
Yeah. And then so she's like vomiting. It's a whole thing. She passes out. And then they're like trying to care for her. And then her fucking uncle sells her out. He's like, oh, your aunt wants to see you because she loves her aunt so much and her aunt loved her. Your aunt wants to see you. And then she goes into the room and it's the fucking prince that we hate. Ugh. And then and then he brings in that spooky, scary
Freddy Krueger looking. I was picturing.
Freddy Krueger looking ass.
Who I was picturing? I was picturing Dr. Nefario from Despicable Me. Russell Brand's character.
I don't know who that is. Let me look it up.
Solomon, could you pull up a picture of Dr. Nefario from Despicable Me?
Nefario.
Someone listening is going to get this. It's like the head physician.
That's crazy.
I was just picturing that with a Freddy Krueger glove.
Yeah, I pictured someone like long and like.
La, 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 la. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
I was picturing scary. Russell Brand.
That's crazy. But he's like, I'm going to figure out what. Because his thing is that he can figure out what people's magic is.
Or that they are infected.
Or that they are
seeing their
blood. Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's like antagonizing her. Why are your veins turning black, girl? And then she's like, monster, monster, help me. And she has a moment where.
Beetlejuice,
she's
Beetlejuice,
like,
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Where she's like, the monster's like, just so you know,
that's gonna be
this is gonna be it. Like, hey, I am going to take
we love
over.
An informed consent king.
I know. He's like, I'm making you aware that this is going to be it. And I also, side thing really quick, it's still relevant, unlike other side changes we've gone on. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of the one dark window being both a literal and a figurative thing, because I'm like, oh, she's getting shoved like through a dark window in her own brain. And she has a moment where she sees Raven's like, oh, I got to go. Like in one of the chapters right before the end, before
the last thing she'd say
she's like,
to him.
And so I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean? So she turns into the monster, but like there's a sequel. So it's not like something's going to happen. But like, so is he going to, because I know something's going to happen with this Elm. Like, what is going to happen?
Elm POV in chat in book two.
Really?
Elm POV.
Like, you guys, I am actually like so into this. I've been saying for months that I've been going through a major reading slump. And it's like you guys, it's actually kind of embarrassing. This has kind of been the only things I've been reading, all the stuff that we've been doing.
And which is still a book a week, you know?
Yeah. But this, I feel like, has catapulted me right back in, and I'm excited to immediately start the second one.
Yeah.
And then the monster's gonna fuck shit up.
Yeah.
And I live. Cause like I think what I like about this book is that it's kind of giving like Jekyll and Hyde, you know, like that you think that you would hate the monster, but I don't. Like I sympathize with the monster. Do you hate the monster?
No, I don't. I'm like, I never once disliked him.
No, but I'm saying like you would think
it was a vibe the whole book.
You would think upon like the blurb, like upon the synopsis, that you would think that the monster would kind of be a villain. But no, like I want the monster to succeed. I want there to be a world where we can have the Shepherd King and Miss Girl, Elspeth.
What if that's where it goes, where he gets his own body and they get it?
I'm thinking that must...
Hey, whoa.
What if he takes over Ravens? I don't know. Just a thought. That's probably not going to happen. But, like, I'm excited to see what happens.
Indeed.
You know? Like, yeah. And just this magic system is so cool. We also need to figure out what the fuck is going on with this Twin Elders card.
Yeah. I was so wrong about a theory I had when they were doing the card testing. And he was like, what color is this card? Because he can deactivate cards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought that was the real Twin Elder.
Oh.
Twin Elder.
Twin
Alder card.
This
because he
Alders.
Can deactivate them. That's one of the, we didn't mention that.
Well, he could. I mean,
he said that he can't, that the Twin Alder would still work on him, but we don't know for sure.
Well, and you know what? There was a moment where I was reading this and there was a sentence that I fully and completely misread. And I thought for half of a moment that Raven flipped on them. And so I'm wondering maybe if he does have something to do like with the Elders card, you know? I don't think so because like he seems sweet, but like you never really know.
That could be what
we all liked Tamlin at the beginning. I don't know.
We were simping for a fiddle. Also, I finished Rings of Power, unrelated to anything. But
did you?
I called out Maddie for this one because you've been simping for Sauron.
I've been simping for Sauron and Elrond.
Yeah.
Are you being gonna be mean?
I'm just gonna say he looks like Tamlin with his long hair.
You told me that through text, and I'm still mad at you about
it. I know, but I just have to call you out for that.
I did DM one of the actors though, because we have more Instagram followers than him. And I did DM him. Yeah. He hasn't responded yet, but thoughts and prayers for me because I'm trying to get Mr. Robert Aramale big time. That's the Elrond.
Elrond's actor.
He's cute.
They got to do something about his hair. That's all I got to say.
No, I like it in the second season. In the first season, I didn't like it. In the second season, I really did. The curls, it's like when he's fighting and he's all like, you guys, I love it.
My biggest problem with the show is that it's just so close to being good, though.
It is good. You guys, I think that, shut the fuck up, Alexandros. I think Rings of Power is one of those shows that it's like, it's really good when you don't have a fucking person on over your shoulder being like, that's bad.
Each episode is an hour and nothing happens.
That's not true.
They just made the rings at the end of season two.
Yes!
That's 10 hours of content.
Alexandros, how long does it take them to make the rings in the books? Hundreds of years.
No.
Yes! He's with Celebrimbor in the books for 100 years.
Is he? I don't know.
Yes!
Gotta reread.
I'm right, you guys.
So that's another thing they did wrong.
Well, yeah, because they shrunk it.
Why are they shrinking it?
Because no one's going to
watch. Also, I didn't like how they did Tom Bombadil. We're sidetracking.
Yeah.
I'm going to lock back in on this. Sorry. I just hadn't mentioned that.
Sorry, we had to fight for a second.
Anyways, Maddie is down bad for Tamlin lookalike. We can move on. And he is a Tamlin lookalike.
It's because he really got me when he looked like, when he was all like Aragorn-esque in the first season. You know what I'm saying?
With his stubble and everything.
Hot.
And then he shaved, got some elf ears and...
But I'm still down bad for Charlie Vickers, the actor, you know? Yeah.
As Anyways. You are.
Okay. Well, that's one dark window.
That's one dark window.
I'm so excited to see what happens next. Truly, I loved it. And I just think it's a perfect little Halloween spooktacular vibe. No?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else? Any closing thoughts for you for this one?
No, not particularly. I just, great job with the nightmare. I like that dynamic. The writing style was the big takeaway, and the magic system. I'll always support a unique magic system.
Yeah. Also, on the back, the Elder's card is on the back. Isn't that cool? Oh, wait, I have to say. So thank you so much to Kate, my friend Casey, who brought me this book. My mom's friend.
Thank you, Casey.
Yes, my mom was like, you have to. And I was going to anyways, Casey. Trust. But I have to say, thank you so much, Casey, for buying this book for me. That was so kind, and you did not have to do that. But illy.
Yeah.
So loved her, you guys. So excited to see the net. Oh, Maiden Monster Martyr. Is she a martyr because she gave up herself in her mind? Must be.
I'm too tired to literary analysis.
Well, you guys, let us know your thoughts. If this was too yappy for you, you're welcome. And I hope you all have a safe and lovely and fun and festive Halloween.
Boo.
Boo. We'll see you in November. Thank you so much for listening, as always.
Yeah, thank you, guys. We've only been able to get this far because of you, and
Aww.
We really hope to keep continuing.
And always to your left.
Always do. I'm looking right here to my left. Can I announce what we're going to be releasing for our 1 year anniversary, which is coming up soon?
What are you talking about? Yeah, talk about it. Yeah, I don't know what you're saying.
That's what I thought we were doing. Correct me if I'm wrong, but for our 1 year anniversary, we will be revisiting Manacled as
it's
officially taken off AO3 and doing a quick little three-parter episode about it, right?
We're doing a three-parter?
We're doing a three-parter for it. Absolutely we are.
News to me.
Each part, I'm down to do it. You don't have to come. That's it.
The smut couch will be the smut chair.
The smut chair. I'm going to sit right over there.
I'm down. I just didn't remember
I've told you about this.
Okay. And then we're going to have to do Alchemize.
And then Alchemize when that officially comes out. Yeah. And we can talk about it. Yeah.
Work.
Thank you so much, guys. See you next time.
Love you guys. Listen to some One Direction. Everybody try to steal my girl.
Doesn't ever drive.
Oh, just how.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.